Thanks for the oatmeal, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Okay, so this is the first podcast episode that I've recorded in probably 2 months.
Sure, who's the last one?
The 9-year-old girl, Mariel.
Oh, lovely.
Our friend, our shaman friend, Stephanie's daughter is Mariel, and she's one of my art students.
Mariel,
and she's a music prodigy. She also has the same sun, moon, and rising as me in astrology.
What a gift. Well, thanks, Mariel, for your inspiration to the podcast previously, and thanks to the amazing technology we have to record this, the lighting, and of course, you, the great questionnaire interviewee.
Yeah.
Interviewer and a beautiful being to witness.
Thank you.
Yeah. I must make a quick note on numbers. I am not 9 years old. I am 36, but 3 plus 6 is, in fact, 9 years old. So welcome back to the completion of a cycle that also is your rebirth. And out of another 3 becomes 12, and out of 1 and 2 comes you. So the listener is both my closest companion, friend, and confidant, and the most mysterious stranger that I'm completely curious about who you are.
Yeah, well said. So one of the things that I've learned from you in the last 9 days or 10 days, is how deep your love is for the natural way of things.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it almost feels like the only time that you really feel like you're home anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was mentioned, do you want me to turn that off?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead then.
I was talking to you, and you said that nature is, what was it? Satiating.
Satiating means simply to be fulfilled within your senses, primarily, of course, taste and sight. So why not have your own garden and forested wild park trail system that you can both get wandered and wandered in, even lost comfortably, and then also find your way back to your most truest sense of being, as you are a both biological and celestial being. And often you forget that you're wearing a body temporarily of this planetary experience known as our lovely Mother Earth, Terra Nova Gaia Sophia. To be satiated is for me simply to be completely biologically fulfilled through both senses, direct and otherwise. Telepathy comes to mind. If you're intuitively communing and communicating with a deer, a turtle, or a lion, then you will know what I mean by having direct intuitive connection to a plant or an animal life form. And that's a very special experience because it cannot be repeated very often, and it's going to be extremely memorable because you have full present awareness of that experience. So satiating is to also mean you're savoring it, and that also means you're delighting.
Mm-hmm.
So all these go together, and that's what makes
a
rewarding, fulfilling, moment by moment picture image we call a life. But your life is a movie screen, and you get to polish the oyster at your own pace and cherish those rough spots so that, you know, once you reach the smooth riding the crest of the wave moment as a surfer, you're in constant continuum of gratitude for that experience and that state of being.
I'm just really enjoying what just occurred in my mind as you spoke, that and feeling it in my body. I have found in the last 10 days a deliciousness in my body that I've never experienced before. Yes. And I definitely am not wanting to leave it. Yeah. It feels just homey, and I feel like I understand what my own consent is to me, and I don't battle myself constantly. And it just feels like it's like a peaceful and, you know, slow chamber to be in.
And that's exactly where we want to be at. And it's especially noted that you are truly feeling this. It's not just your mind thinking you're feeling. It's that your body is resonating. And that's a scientific proven fact, what we can actually record with evidence, that not only your aura colors are more brilliant, shimmering, shining, luminous.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
But your cells are functionally feeling it. In other words, your mitochondria is informing your nuclei with the appropriate wavelength of vibration that will then allow your cells to be even more absorbent of light. And that's the goal. We're here to be absorbers of light waves through the photonic field of plasma. It's straight to the point. You didn't ask me that, but since it's where I feel most excited about the network of your cellular hyphae is similar to the mycelium of mushrooms. It is a super connected corridor of energy streaming through your blood vessels and being pumped by your hearts and triggered into mind synapses through your brain's connections of neurochemicals. So the more you tone and tune the original vibration of the frequency, you get to hone and therefore receive, the more you can accelerate intelligence of knowledge and therefore experience proven to be what wisdom develops as. The more wise you are, the more beautiful you are. And that, of course, is sometimes vice versa as well, not always. The more beautiful you are, the more bountiful you are. The more bountiful you are, the more abundantly infinite you are. The more abundantly infinite you are, the more completely whole you are. And so wholeness is the largest thought most people can entertain. And it's a state of being without any depletion. It's a state of ultra, hyper, super connectivity to all energy links of every other intelligent being, life form, and consciousness bubble. And then, of course, it's the experience of you dropping into a spacious pool of the most delectable temperature of warm or hot liquid, bubbly, rainbow water that shimmers in the, from wisdom to beauty to excellence to wholeness to amrita or blissfulness or
Allegria
is another example. Exactly. Yeah. So there you have it. The,
from joy to sorrow.
The hero's journey ultimately becomes the lover's journey, and the lover's journey becomes the sage's journey. And so the ultimate roles we find our ancient peoples and potentially future selves fulfilling in that state. What does it look like, right? Give it an example. It's a priest, priestess, king, queen, emperor, empress. Yeah. And then ultimately it's the child playing in the field of love as love plays with its beloved, experiencing states of all types given by planetary options, including, of course, this very own planet Pachamama. So where do you want to play today is the question. Forest, field, stream, river, ocean, sand, Surface, choose your surface. Is it going to be a tree that you climb? Is it going to be a leaf that you cradle? Is it going to be a seed that you taste? So many options. And that's what, of course, we're here to experience, is the playfulness of a planetary heaven on earth. Remember, there was a heaven and there will be again. So even if you're not there right now, make that space of peace and playfulness inside yourself. And then it will be experienced outside yourself. And you can have both.
And I feel like adding, in order to have that space, it must be desirable, because exactly. It has to feel good. Otherwise, you don't choose it and want it.
Choosing and wanting are corollary, aren't they? If you know how to choose, you know how to want. If you know how to want, you know how to choose. So you've refined your selections of options in the infinite quantities of opportunities to be precisely what A, your body-mind complex needs in that moment, which is of course fulfilled through basic sensory desires, and then B and C fulfilled by what we call the higher self over soul, the complex of your identity in the beyond realms, the above, or ultimately it's quantum infinite, so therefore it is above, so below, as above, so below, it's within and without, and your higher self over soul is the property of being that is already omniscient and already fully feeling, completely connected. So that's how mature psychics gain access to Akashic memory. That's how mature sentience, clairsentience, gain access to having a continual orgasm for several years. You know, ultimate example. So what do you want? Choice is the greatest opportunity and power you're given. And the want is a base form of that. So you can upgrade it into other words such as, how am I feeling that I will be most fulfilled today? And then you hone in on that through basic selections of, well, considering that I had the perfect amount of rest, I think I'd like to balance that with play and work.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to balance that with integration of multiples, which would be, of course, you, me, and another she, or singular, which is still plural, but it's you, yourself, and I. And then you can mix it up and say, hey, you know, give me about 12 trees or 1,200 trees, 40 monkeys and a few butterflies, you know. What's your palette that you want to paint in the picture of nature so that your playground is in the greatest degree, highest, most fulfilling enjoyment of pleasures available that aren't addictive, first of all, but are satiating. And you can savor them because they're also temporary, even though you can press pause. A little secret. Yeah. Slow down time slow enough that the pause button is an extension of slow time. Very, very slow wavelengths. Almost so slow that your heart comes to a complete rest. And you're in a deep meditative pool of awareness, but you're still feeling, your mind's eye is still awake and your brain is recording, and therefore you're having the maximum experience of what you could say, like a giant Galapagos turtle has as it's floating in the great Pacific Ocean, or a condor has as it's floating in the great sky ocean above, or a whale that's well fed has as it's floating in the liquid cradle of its birthing bosom, the great seas that wrap this planet in 3/4 of its surface. So just remember, next time you want to go play, I recommend trying all those three and many more.
Yeah. Okay.
What's next?
So what's next is I want to revisit when you looked out at the star and you said the trick is you need to remember your future self.
Yeah.
You have to.
Right.
I was trying to explain that to a friend today, and I realized I didn't have enough information, so I'd love to just kind
And
of
what did your
go there.
friend experience when you asked or said that to her or him?
Trying to go back there now. You can say that on here.
What did you say? No, I ask
Oh,
questions.
pro tip of podcast. Yeah.
If you're asked a question and you want to have a little snack break, like, for example, on organic cranberries,
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
you would ask the interviewer a question about her question, which can be addressed in a small amount of time.
For a snack break.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Okay, Adam wants to ask a question.
No, I want to answer a question.
Oh, you want
Oh,
to answer
he's
a question?
answering the ultimate question, guys. Get ready for this.
Okay, I would love for you to
The
ask the
ultimate question
question.
is
Yeah, you ask
what
the
is
question.
X?
What is X?
Yeah.
What is X?
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah.
X is the ultimate question.
Great
It's the
question.
unknown, the philosophy of the secret.
Okay. Thank you for the question. Let me integrate that on a physical level first. Before I jump to the mind, I'd like this to be fully integrated so that I can have the most multidimensional answer available to you on this question from my own personal experience.
And that's what you call wisdom. Yeah.
Right? Sure. So, feeling that coming in through my arms. Feeling that in my chest. Letting my heart just shines at this question, and it's like the heart doesn't feel anything right now. It feels there's no tension around my heart space because it's just like, hell yeah, let's get into this. What is X? I'm down. So, being that this is a podcast and we do have to bring it down to earth and put it into words.
Bring it down to heaven on earth.
Bring it down to heaven on earth. So the question, what is X, is interestingly a question about the unknown, in my opinion. And the unknown is basically the space and the darkness, and it is the place that we're all so curious about that we want to often, when we get confused, try to fix or try to change or try to anticipate or try to predict. Unfortunately, that brings us out of the gratitude dimension, which is paradoxically the more accelerated route home anyway. So the X, it is the variable, it is the mathematical. I didn't get to this yet, but this is where I was starting from.
Awesome.
Oh,
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt your own question that you wanted to bring through.
yeah.
Sorry, it's
I mean,
optional.
the first thing that hit me when I heard X is the variable X in mathematics, right? What's 2X plus 6? X equals 3. We don't know the X, so we solve for the X.
Exactly.
And life often, I find, is like that. It's a kind of a game of Sudoku,
Yeah.
and you take what you know, and you try your best to make sense of the puzzle. But often, it even makes sense to not look at it as a puzzle, but as what I like to think of as the Book of Love by Light.
Works for me.
The Book of Love by
Works for
Light.
her.
I
The Book
love
of
that.
Love by Light. And I'm
Oh, I
thankful
love
for
that.
our hangout on the beach earlier
Oh,
today where
yeah,
that came through me.
yeah.
And
That. That's
and
simple.
it's simple, and it's a book, and it's such a great topic, and the gods created this world because it's meant to be enjoyed, right? We really have to, I mean, we don't have to do anything, you know, and that's part of joy is like, we're not going to be attached and we're not going to be, you know, as I heard the song on the beach today, it was, life's too short to be stressed, right? So the X is also the, and feel free to come in here, guys, whenever you want to. I'll let you in. I'll create a little more space. I got excited about pouncing all over this question.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, which
Your
is,
answer.
thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I love the question.
Next week we'll take it a couple of layers deeper and higher. Yes, theoretically, hypothetically.
And yeah, shout out to like Mount Shasta and the great ones. I was gonna say the fucking great ones, you know?
And
The fucking great ones, because they're the ones that don't give a shit.
if
We
you
are.
didn't fuck, then you probably wouldn't get to
Be here.
experience a body, or at least have the experience of doing it yourself. So the opportunity to have a body is the greatest treasure, and to share it with a lover is the greatest treasures of treasures. So may you always remember to honor the biological codes of body intelligence. And I'm saying that to myself, really, because, of course, there's another agenda on this planet as well. And it's not natural. And it needs to be dissolved because it no longer is healthy for either the species on the planet or the planet itself. And that program often takes the shape of an inverted reality, a black hole inside a black hole, or a black cube inside of a black box, you know. So if you want to create natural rhythms according to the truth of what nature is ultimately, then you listen deeply to the rhythms of this planet's heartbeat, and then you match that vibration of the heartbeat. For example, on coming out of Mount Shasta or Haleakala, then your body resonates and you no longer suffer as much, especially physically. Mentally is a bit of another game.
Well,
So,
it's
can
so
you
deep
fuse
there.
your mind and heart? And then you both win. Vertical intelligence. Most people are still living in horizontal intelligence, which is fusing your left and right brain's hemisphere, larger corpus callosum, more connectivity, all your neurons are turned on. But did you remember to, oh, by the way, I have this more than thing in chest, it's a quantum computer of electromagnetic pulse waves. Dilating, contracting, expanding, absorbing, releasing, charging, after continuously being fed by the most luscious nectar, it produces a beautiful body we are wearing now. But can you take care of that body according to natural law and the cycles of its rhythms? That's the main question I want to ask people. And how do you take care of it? And who do you look if you don't know to take care of it? Who is your teacher? Who is your inspirer? What other mediums of really amazing, healthy, highly vibrating, beautiful souls and bodies can you be inspired by? For me, it's the Olympics, watching the Olympians in Tokyo, Japan this past summer is a glorious testament of what our bodies are capable of between all genders, all races, all creeds, and most importantly, all heartbeats super connected together in one fusion of flow state. What athletes are amazing is because they're in the flow state of their body's expertise, naturally already programmed into the hardware, software, You just got to take care of it well, that's all. So how do we do that?
You said who's your teacher? So can you give some criteria you would use to find a teacher that is high level?
Yeah, I'd like to offer those listening or absorbing this message in the future to be capable of empowering their will to discover and match up an optimal, inspirational teacher, whoever that may be, mentor, womanator. It could be your pet dog as well. It's not limited to your own kind. And it can be invisible. So remember, your dreams are also equally important. Your teacher is your guide. Your guide is your guardian. Your guardian is your team. And your team will always be there for support. So that's your most ancient tip of reliance for who to learn from. Basically, it's just yourself in multiple planes of reality. And then you can learn from the hologram system itself. We call either the matrix or just your life reality choice. And that is a journey we all asked for, apparently, as well. And so, go out and try your Jolly Ranchers and then realize you need to go to the dentist too. And then and try out your favorite experience, whatever that is in the sense of sight, see, hear, touch, and feel. Indulge in that reality as well, because you want to have the best life ever, don't you? So bring it together, overlap it, fuse the box, wind the cord, and release the socket so that all your triggers are actually positive experiences. And all your heady orgasms are but intellectual genius feeling the universal pulse of omniscience back into your brain so that you're plugged in to knowing what this is all about. And you don't have to doubt anymore. And your questions are more resolved quickly. And your mistakes happen less. Ah, and then you can just relax and breathe and enjoy and play. So, good luck to you.
And also, you've been doing this, you said, for 10 years now. So
Something like
no
that.
pressure.
9, 10 years.
What, 9 or 10 years? So I'm just telling the
In
person who's
progression.
inspired right now, no pressure. You've got time, right?
Well, time is all there is until you master time, and then there's no more time. But until you master time, there's still time, and thus you might as well become aware of what time is. And if you're in the flow of time, then you're in the flow. And if you're not, then you're stopping and going, and that can cause some interruptions and deviations and detours and distractions. So I'd recommend putting your cruise control on, ideally dialed up to the stations of highest frequencies. So when you're joyful, you're joyful. When you're blissful, you're blissful. When you're loving, you're loving. When you're creative. When you're inspiring, you're inspired.
Wow, I love that. Do you want to fix your contact? Take it out? Adam wanted to say something.
Yeah, just so
Want to hold it?
so rugged, getting vibes of like jeeps going through deserts, like pounding through the desert with like this big ass jeep, and it's just like making it through valleys, making it up cliffs, making it over big rocks, and it's like, but it's not a problem at all. It's just owning all that shit. That's the vibe I'm kind of getting. And then, it's the white light coming through the clouds and from Gandalf's staff that's just like shining away all doubt and fear. Yeah, and like numbers just being like the code to the universe, and like everything is programmable. Don't forget it, kids. Everything is programmable, and you are the programmer. Yeah, and like eagles flying super high, and all these different birds, like hawks. We saw a hawk in the park the other day, and it was so disciplined in its observation of its surroundings and so still on the branch for 20, 30 minutes. And then it watched it arrive and watched it flew off. And it was, yeah, Stefan, you told me, earlier you shared with me that, you know, learn from animals, don't learn from humans. Right. So, I mean, just thinking about the hawk, really just being with that hawk right now, you know, maybe 25 feet up a tree. And it's so there, and it's fascinated as well, because, you know, like, we know that animals are just so dialed in at every second. And it's no different, you know, it seems like across the entire spectrum, animals are really dialed in to their surroundings. So the hawk taking note of the micro movements of the grass and the micro sways of the trees and being hyper aware of the potential difference between a branch swaying and an animal of the same size moving, or an insect of a much tinier size wiggling somewhere between a patch of grass. So, I mean, we often think that we have to focus on the big picture, quote unquote. It's very often to me that, I mean, it's becoming more clear to me that it's also the little picture that is so key to balancing ourselves, right and left, up and down, side to side, really getting our balance in this world. It's not just about the large, it is equally about the small, and to the degree that we tend to overestimate the size of something, we underestimate the size of something else. And yeah, I'm just getting like rainbows, you know, rainbows coming through mountains, through clouds, white clouds only, and like pretty much white mountains with just a little bit of light brown. Ethereal, though. It's like the Age of Aquarius, you know, these artists out there on Instagram, they're incredibly inspiring, and there's so much content available for any plane of consciousness you wish to reach. That's, and it's really just about which sliver or slice or pie of pizza you want to eat.
Yeah.
So, yes.
That's so beautiful.
You know, and then you can really bring this into music so easily. And if you just watch closely the mannerisms of the musician that's playing the music, and, you know, elevating to higher dimensional awareness brings within reach, you know, some incredible musicians. And but being aware not only of the music and how quote unquote good it is, but yeah, just imagining like a musician, oh, he's just lost in the music. And this is really actually the dancer. It's a, like a combination of this strength. It's like a display of athletic nimbleness, strength of a bodybuilder, the rhythm of the African people, the open-heartedness of the child, and the bhakti heart that is so in love with the highest feelings of what the divine feels like in their body and in their mind.
Their energy.
Yeah. Their energy body, and I'm thinking also their image body, the image world that they've created, the images that they're connecting to while they're dancing, or either consciously or subconsciously. Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Nadia, thank you so much for hosting. My question for you is, what is it that interests you about all these topics?
That's a really good question.
Really good question.
I like that question. I'm going to just see what comes through. I yearn for oneness and simplicity. I love the feeling of it in my body. I love the feeling in my heart. I love the spontaneity of, you know, like yesterday we were at a Cuban Cuban music at a Mexican restaurant, and there were these women that were Latina women that were dancing to the music, and I just recognized that if I just dance with them, then I'll become one of them, like frequency wise. And of course that's a I also recognize that I don't want to just become anyone, but it's the choice to become what I want. So it's, your question was what interested me about these topics, the playfulness, the spontaneity, the quickness and lightness and joy that I've been experiencing since more quickly delving into these deeps. And I'm just, it is lighting up my life in every single way. It's like what interests me in air, like, and water. Like, I need it. I must have it. I'm completely, completely yearning with all of my heart for it. And I always have. I always have. And just like a background story, I met Stefan not this last Saturday, but the previous one. And in my head, after I just spoke to you like for 3 minutes before the kirtan started, the whole kirtan, I had this loud like voice that was like, do not let him go without speaking to him.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, like we're at kirtan. And it just kept cycling back to that. And now I recognize that had I not listened to that, my whole entire life would have taken a different track altogether. So I'm in gratitude for the guides that guide me, because they've guided me in the most delectable of ways. And I'm in service to whatever the purpose is behind what I'm being guided for. And I don't like you, like we were talking.
Wear gold glitter as much as you can, even if it's on your scarf. Yeah. Talk about good choices.
I want to be sensitive to Stefan because I, in some ways, just kind of sprung this on you. We've been having so many amazing conversations that at some point I said, wait, can I just record this? And he said yes, and it was very last minute. I want to say everything and I want to say nothing. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, I'll just focus on what your mind might want to experience in this simple picture of an experience through a memory, a sound. You can even make that sound. You can produce the light out of the sound. And the light will produce a glow, and the glow an ember, and it will light the fire of any other life, which is also you, to wave back and equally as beautiful, if not more. And that's a good approach to life. Yeah.
My current mind want, in my current mind, thinks about those who are listening to this and thinking, this is so far advanced. Like, how on earth?
I think anybody who's listening to this is going to understand it.
But just maybe there's one person who doesn't.
Nah, I mean, don't worry. Oh, sorry.
So I'm just wondering whether there's some compassion, because I've been feeling my mission lately is very much compassion oriented, and that's kind of the lens through which I'm seeing very clearly. Mm-hmm. And so the compassion goes to those who, like myself, are like, okay, you're saying just be in the now, you're saying just delight in life, and just like why does the mind not allow us to have access to this portal that you've been living in? I know that you've put in 10 years, but is there any kind of hack to be able to just get to this place? Obviously, the music you've been sharing with us is a amazing way.
Yeah, of course, there's many ways. And anyone who's already there and accesses that place on occasion knows that there are tried and true techniques using many different tools. So what is it we want? We want oneness. How do we get there? Well, what's the technique you're going to choose? And many come to mind. So those that have been blessed by primal divine intelligence from this planet and the heavens through a variety of things, like you already being awake, for one, when you were born here. That's pretty rare, though. And two, maintaining at least a fragment of memory from when you are completely connected, mm-hmm. and having that memory become your story again, mm-hmm. just in a different body and maybe on a different planet. And how did you remember that? Well, it's a part of you, and your soul already knows this. Mm-hmm. So the ultimate technique that I've used to access this is to merge the one with the three, and to always be the completely innocent, joyful, playful child, while I am the budding blossom of the rose who is fragrantly evoking its fullest state, what we would know as like a master seer sage in the adult form. And then your ancient form, who are you before you were this body? And if you can access that place and that awareness, then you always will be assured to know that you are connected to the one, to the whole, and to your other, whether that be one or 1 billion. So no worries. It'll find you before you find it. Mm-hmm. So always be observing, mm-hmm. under the covers and above the clouds, what magic is happening in this moment. And watch that, absorb it, study it, and ask it a question. How is that possible? And how do I learn? How does it become me? So that eventually you're not only the knower, the feeler, the hearer, the seer who is connected to truth, but you're also the magician, and the magician is connected to magic, which is the power of both the comedy show host, the comedic actor, and the paradoxical enemy. So everything, even if it's the harsh and the ugly, is still part of the comedy. And when you merge the one with the three by balancing the two, through the inner sanctum of your heart, where your soul dwells, then you're completely connected to everything. And therefore, you need to worry about nothing. Yeah.
I really appreciate that you talk at that level. Uh-huh. Without dumbing it down and diluting it. I feel, yeah. That's a very generous act on your behalf.
It's what I'm experiencing now. So I can use dilution skills in storytelling and the art of experiential life that I've lived to relate to a past, which will be then a different vibration of someone that may relate to that strongly, because that's what they're experiencing right now when they're listening. The greatest magical skill is to use that in the future tense. If you can fulfill yourself by seeing forward, then you're imagining the most magical way of perceiving. And what is imagination? Did you create a story out of thin air? Was it your favorite sound that you've ever heard? Was it the colors that you wanted to experience? Mm-hmm. You know. So have your dragon and fly with it too. Have your unicorn pony and get to pet it and have it pet you. Have your gold and satin shawls and your silk turquoise garments. And you won't be disappointed, because you're always fulfilled, because you're always connected, and you always know who you are. So play the most fantastic game.
On the guitar.
On the guitar.
I feel like we've covered a lot. Yeah. I want to thank you so much for saying yes to this.
It's been a joy.
And... Yeah. And for sharing your meditative voice on air, on public air.
Wow. Well,
sound healing.
Peeps over yonder, you know. Keep it real, keep it beautiful, and don't forget to always shine your smile.
Critical battery, please.
This is definitely the end.
Thank you, Adam. Do you want to say anything?
Just thank you to Nadia for bringing us all together.
Thank you to Source Energy for bringing us all together, and for my guides that said, do not let that guy leave without talking to him. Okay. Bye, everyone. I love you.
Yeah. And you can learn everything from listening to all the videos at least once, about two or three times in Cosmic Agency. Most of them, I should say, because a few here and there are no longer applicable, outdated information. It's part of it's just like classified, formerly classified information that is now being leaked to us for our accelerated betterment. But a lot of it's questions that people not completely tapped into the source have for particular angles. What's the color of cotton candy? Well, you choose. You know, those sort of those questions. Have you figured out how to pet an elephant on its belly yet? Well, how would you know if you've never tried?
So. Infinite possibility.
Yeah, well, you can be completely entertained in every moment. There's no boredom, right? We got, I think some of us higher up got bored. That boredom needed to be quenched.
Interesting. Boredom needed to be quenched.
And once you're quenched, you're satiated. Thirst. Yeah.
Wow.
Or sated?
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, having that'd be food.
Huh?
That would be food.
Satiated?
Yeah, quench your thirst. Satiate your belly.
I love the energy coming from Hawaii, the foreign from nature. It's like, come on, assassins. Let's get those gorillas out of there. And then because Hawaii is just so alive still. But yeah, we need to.
When you say people on your level, what are you exactly referring to? Someone with
those
just
that
a bigger
already
picture?
Know their mission and have completed it mostly, and so they've met, you know. So I was referring to in the podcast, Drinville Melchizedek's meditations, Secret Space of the Heart. where you're fusing together yourself with the above and the below. And then you're completely connected and there's no question. So if you've already gone there, then you know you can do, of course, using DMT correctly can take you there briefly, 20 to 40 minutes. The place where there are no questions, it's where everything's answered. It's the Akashic layer of the plasma field, the ionosphere, that isn't bombarded by negativity. There's no harm there, and thus you don't experience pain or trauma. And then, I'm just gonna keep, so that space has been so forgotten by the human. Human has gotten addicted to repeating a period of trauma, or thousands of cycles, and it's kind of troublesome to see them keep repeating it. You know,
I just want to add one thing there, which is that, given all that incredible, description of what it's like in the above realms, as you said, you told me the other day, if you want to master this thing in one lifetime, good luck, and if you want to. This is the infinite game. Mm-hmm, this does not ever end.
Yes,
and
it does.
Only gets better.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't. And then
see, all of the above are true at that level. You once you complete the game.
Oh, okay.
You
that's crazy.
You choose a new game. So oh, that's multiverse
fuck.
Theory.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. You just blew
I
my
just
mind.
Wanted to I like know I am recording.
Multiverse theory will blow your
oh,
blow
yeah.
everyone's
yeah.
mind. It blew my mind. I mean, I study with Michio, a Japanese. I didn't study with him, but I listened avidly
to
a lot of his stuff. So, in other words, there's a game for each universe, and the primary one. And that's of course, the primary creator's job is to allow its connection to source to experience each game individually and collectively, so that all of the ants are experiencing themselves and in of themselves their self.
The ants?
So this is also what the Bhagavad Gita is about. The Bhagavad Gita is a masterfully written book, but it uses an ancient storyline, of course, to metaphorically illustrate that in an allegory which made sense to the people at the time. It was released in ancient India. So now we have to look through other metaphor lens that are still similar but different, contemporary, be it that they will, always evolving. Thus you are constantly updating, and ideally you're also improving, therefore upgrading, instead of, dare I say, backsliding, or whatever you want to call it, the devolutionary state of, oops, I am creating more oops and more oops than necessary,
oops,
and
I
got
did it
stuck
again.
In the oops trap, and it's all oops.
Oops, I did it again.
And that's kind of hard
that.
To get out of. What's your question?
Can you please define the word dimension?
Oh, I love that, because it's both undefined, undefinable, and easily definable. The easiest way to define it is, hey, have you ever played a piano, and have you ever noticed that there are several octaves on the piano, usually eight, and each octave, it's its own container of notes that repeat itself in another different tone, mm-hmm. higher or lower. And that's the easiest way to explain a dimension. Each dimension has several different stages or graduation runs where you vibrate at a frequency, and that frequency is a wavelength periodicity. So this is just like geobiophysics, which I studied a lot in college. That's a really beautiful lens to look at reality through. Did I answer some of your question? Or
yeah,
what?
Thank you. I mean,
what's a
dimension? The undefinable part is hard to talk about because it's beyond words.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's undefinable. In
you
some
use
way.
You guys use your auric body to use lucid dreaming connection, and that's the most quickest way to go into higher states of 4D and 5D and 6D and 7D and so forth. And if you're already in 70, then you're probably not playing this game much on the planet Earth, but you're certainly enjoying watching it.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, the feeling that I got was like, okay, so you got notes, and then you've got octaves, and yeah. The notes are the experiences that escalate you through one dimension, and then you which is an octave, and then you, where do you use this graduate? So you graduate from, I don't know what the notes are.
Think of it this way: one dimension is a dot. It's a period, or it's a pinprick in the whole of the light streaming heavens, the cloud, the globe, whatever your object is, you're pricking that hole into of light. So that's just one dimension. It's also the state of a piece of soil, an inert piece of soil, such as a clod of clay. So there you have it. What do you make your clay into? Well, I'm going to spread it on a sheet with a roller. That's two dimensions. Uh-huh. That's a point to a point. And then I'm going to give it a surface area. That's three, texture, A, X, Y, Z. And I'm going to annotate it into four and prepare yourselves. Doctor Strange knows this. Captain America knows this. Many others in the Marvel movies know what four dimension is because they work with Tesseract technology. It's a cube within a cube within a cube within a cube. And that is as far as most people in this planet have access. So to describe fifth dimensions on a phone without diagrams is very difficult.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. That's right. So,
yeah.
So these different technologies, it's interesting. How would you say you would... If one didn't know, you know, if one didn't know, then how...
That's not a good way to start your question. But it's a fascinating approach. But if you want the answer, start your question with, if one did know.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. If one did know.
Yep, that's a good upgrade.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, I like it too.
Feels good in my brain.
Yeah.
If one...
Canceling out doubt.
Right.
Yeah. Cancel out doubt.
It's choosing not to watch Tenet.
For me, right. Yeah.
It's just choosing that's not the vibration I wish to
go to. Oh, yeah. Choices behind it all, I guess, in many ways. But if I did know, I would have gotten the information about which direction to point myself in terms of which technologies to focus on.
Yeah.
I would have studied... Since I know, I studied... Since I know that...
Did you end your sentence?
Yeah, I'm leaving it blank for you. Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. And you fill in the blank.
Yeah.
With your own answer.
Well, to piggyback that, first you gotta look at how to flow uninterrupted. Mm. So can you reach a flow state? Then your brain neurons... are in touch with your rest of the body, and then your body's muscle memory record accurate experience. That's just something that came to mind right now. What else
that
could
makes
help?
A beautiful sense. I mean, I think that's absolutely beautiful. It's to me, it feels like a road, you know, and it's something that I'm starting to experience more regularly, where I'm getting more moments, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm winning back more moments for intention.
And more moments become a stream of moments, and that's the flow state.
That's
the zone,
stream.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so
thank you.
Uninterruption.
Yeah.
Means it's constantly flowing or constantly revolving. Oh. Everything is in a cycle of a circle and a spiral of a toroid. So that's just four dimensions right there. If you want to go up out of the toroid, then you say, "Oh, I'm a planet connected to multiple planets." That's what Elon Musk is introducing to the world, among many others of us, is we are a bubble of bubbles. And we're not just the only bubble connected to the star of the sun. There's lots of bubbles in the solar system. Some are solid and gas and liquid, and others are completely rock and, you know, minerals and ore and all that good stuff. And others have yet to be birthed. So, you know, the awakening of stars is of course a game that's also a continuum. Back to your original question, which I probably didn't answer, which is how you wanted to start this. Your friend was looking at the sky. Yes. And tell yes. me more about that.
Again. I know. I'm wanting to remember who even this friend was, because I've been having very deep conversations with mm-hmm. everyone I'm engaging with at the moment. And I remember, okay, I remember we were in the car coming back home and we looked up at the sky and you said the trick, and I remember what I visualized when you said this, the trick is you have to remember your future self, otherwise this mm-hmm. won't work. Right. And I remembered that if you, Jay, our yoga teacher taught us, that if you take a hard ruler and you just mm-hmm. bend the sides together, that's not as principled in the Anusara way as dragging this side and pushing this side. So you're going in two different directions instead of just going in the same direction. Yeah. So that's what I visualized when you looked up at that star and you said you have to remember your future self. I remembered that otherwise we're not getting the right bridge being built. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to hear more about that.
You as the one, and who is the two, your past and future, are your balancing two pillars of how we use time to catalog memory within multiple experiences of your soul's germination. The pinprick of light is a star germinating as a soul, or the soul is the sun, or the sun is my heart. And if your heart is a star that is starting up light, then when do you want to create another version of you in a different form, even more brighter than a star? Oh, and then you say, I want to become a constellation of stars. And a constellation of stars is a connection of brothers and sisters at star level who just said, I'm going to burn bright with you close by. And sometimes we'll trade secrets. Yeah, that's a beautiful way to look at it.
I'm just getting a feeling of the whole. You were saying the whole is the biggest idea that the humans can comprehend, that whole idea.
And there are many who are here to hear me, and many I am here to listen. And that's equally as pleasurable as anyone other than who's meant to hear this, hearing it, if that makes sense. Because, in fact, we're all one already, and so we already know this, and we're just reminding each other of this.
Are we literally one with God?
Yeah, because you're already connected to the web of one, to life force itself. You're in a living body, and thus you are a fabric weave, a pluck of the string and a strand of the silk. Whether you like it or not, you're still connected to the web of one, which is the ultra meta multi universe. And that's even beyond multiverse theory.
I don't hear you say the word God, so what do you refer to it as? Or do you say God?
The existential essence for philosophers, the spiritual source for esoterics. Uh-huh. And the geometrically ordered divinity for divinators, mm-hmm. for sacred geometrists, for occultists. It is many names, and you will know who it is because you are it. Welcome to the Internal Tantra Show, IT.
You've been welcomed.
That was dope, bro.
This was the encore. Thank
encore
you.
Encore version 2.0.
The encore you didn't know that you asked for. Okay, bye all.
Peace.
Rocket ships ready for launch? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, bless, bless. Give me a wish, Kish, for I will tell you the story of my fish who swam into the dolphin seas and made love with the universe through each little pucker of water that I sipped through my gills. And this was a blissy fishful night of kisses with exactly my Mr. and Mrs.
I did want to ask you to do
Dr.
that at
Seuss
the end.
Had a little to say.
I wanted to ask you to do that during this because that's something that you do. Okay.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay. Bye.